gospel, the doo-wop, the you name it.
It's true. Aaron Neville has sung all kinds of music, and he's been making music for 5 decades, from 1960 with Alan Toussaint to 2010 with producer Joe Henry. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston. Aaron Neville comes from New Orleans, and in a city known for its music, he's a favorite son and a favorite voice. Aaron had success in 1966 with the tune Tell It Like It Is, and was consistently on the R&B and gospel charts over the decades, even winning multiple Grammy Awards for his collaboration with Linda Ronstadt. His new album, I Know I've Been Changed, brought Aaron Neville to our piano in Studio A. And there, he reflected on his start with the Meters and his first studio session with Mr. Alan Toussaint. I just did some math and saw that this is your 50th anniversary.
Of music. I'm a recording. I recorded my first record in 1960 with Alan Toussaint. He produced it. So it's like a 50-year anniversary, you know.
You look good, I got to tell you. You don't look like you've been doing anything for 50 years. That's something.
Thank you.
And Alan Toussaint is on this new record with
right.
you, too.
Yeah.
How long had it been since you guys had seen each other or worked together?
We see each other a lot because we run across each other on the road or whatever, but we've been doing things together over the years. I recorded with Minute Records when he produced from 1960 to 64. Then we met back up in 71, 72. And he and I also co-founded an organization in New Orleans called NOAH, New Orleans Artists Against Hunger and Homelessness, where we do concerts and feed the hungry there in New Orleans.
Meeting at the building, soon be over, soon be over, soon be over. Meeting at the building will soon be over, all over this world. All over this world, my lover. All over this world, all over this world, my lover, all over this world. But crying at the building, soon be over, soon be over, soon be over. Crying at the building, but soon be over, all over this world, all over this world, my lover. All over this world, all over this world, my lover, all over this world.
And how about Wild Chop Chulas, Meters, all that?
Oh, yeah.
Give us a good story about some of those crazy days.
Well, they were crazy days, you can believe that. You know, we had played together, two or three of us at one time. You know, it was either me, Charles, and Art, or me and Art. And later, Cyril came along, you know, and but never all four of us never played together until my Uncle Jolly, who was the chief of the Wild Chapatulas, got us together to come to New Orleans to do his record, you know, the Wild Chapatulas. And Art came, the Meters were the rhythm section, and it was me and Charles, Cyril and Art, and a couple of other friends did the singing. And we just went in the studio. Nobody had to tell nobody what note to do. It was just natural, you know. So, hey, man, you know, we should be doing this together. And he just said, told us that our parents wanted to see us working together. So we decided, 1977, we started.
Wow.
The Neville Brothers.
That's so cool. And just hit record. It was
a wild ride.
Yeah.
It still is.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my lover and be free. No more weeping. No more weeping, no more weeping over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave.
Aaron Neville from the FUV studios with Oh Freedom and Meeting at the Building. His latest album is I Know I've Been Changed. Take 5 was produced today by Andrew Hirschman. Catch the full session with Aaron Neville in our archives at WFUV.org.